It's time for more collective decision-making. The Prime Minister will meet the leader of Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, Arlene Foster, next week to discuss how they can help support her minority government. But there are concerns any agreement could undermine Westminster's impartiality in the peace process. Here's Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly.
Theresa May actually needs to read it, the Good Friday Agreement and the St Andrews Agreement, and realise what duties she has, despite all the difficulties in Britain, to what is an international agreement.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said the government was in a chaotic situation and his party was expecting to fight another election soon.
Quite possible there'll be an election later this year or early next year, and that might be a good thing because we cannot go on with a period of great instability. We have a programme, we have the support, and we are ready to fight another election campaign as soon as may be.
In other news, three people have been arrested after an EasyJet flight to London was forced to land in Germany when passengers overheard a conversation including terrorist content. Angus Crawford has more.
German police say that during the flight, worried passengers made the crew aware of three men having a conversation which included what they called terrorist content. The pilot diverted the aircraft to Cologne Bonn Airport, where an emergency evacuation took place using the escape slides. All 151 passengers were security checked and three men were arrested. A backpack belonging to one of them was examined and then destroyed in a controlled explosion.
England have won the Under-20 World Cup for the first time after a 1-0 victory over Venezuela in South Korea. Richard Newman has more.
This is the first time England's footballers have been world champions at any level of the sport since the senior team's famous victory in 1966. Everton forward Dominic Calvert-Lewin scored the winning goal in the first half. Newcastle goalkeeper Freddie Woodman also made a brilliant save in the second period. The future looks bright for England, but of course the development will only continue if these players get more first team opportunities at the top level.
Usain Bolt says he's never been as nervous for a 100 metres race farewell event in Jamaica. The multiple Olympic champion won in front of more than 30,000 fans in Kingston last night. Bolt's retiring after August's World Championships in London. Britain's four-time Olympic gold medalist Mo Farah also competed at the meeting and he paid tribute to the star sprinter.
Great legacy he's done for the sport, and as an athlete, you know, someone we looked up to as a role model. We're going to miss him.
And that's the latest. I'm Tasneem Siddiqui.
This is Forces Radio.
This is BFBS. This is Forces Life.
Close your eyes. Does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? We were caught up and lost in all of our vices. Tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it hurt?
begin the rubble of our sins
and the walls kept tumbling down. If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? Oh, how I'm beginning to be an optimist about this. How I'm beginning to be an optimist about this. If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Bastille and Pompeii. This is Forces Live from our studios at Flying Station Aldergrove in Northern Ireland. I'm Fiona, and in the second hour of the show, we're on the stage in Dundee. We'll meet a Gurkha officer who has been helping restore the educational infrastructure in Nepal and meet 3-3 Field Hospital in York. All that coming up after this. It's Radiohead and Creep.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
This is Forces Live. Now, Kevin Porter was just 18 when he served as a Royal Navy communicator on board HMS Fearless in the Falklands. While he was there, he wrote a diary which detailed his graphic and emotional journey of war, which led to PTSD. And he's turned his story into a book called Fearless. He's been speaking to Verity Gear.
I listened to the news and knew I was going to the Falklands. I then got a phone call at 7:30 in the morning to say a telegram. I was on standby, got a phone call from home that I was on 24-hour standby to return back to ship. By the time I got from Warrington to Milham in Cumbria, there was another telegram saying, you got to return back to ship next day.
Wow.
So, and how did I feel? It was a bit of a shock, to be quite honest. At 18, I wasn't quite ready to go off to war. I joined the Navy to travel, see the world, have a great time.
Mm.
And then suddenly, there I am thrown into probably the last colonial war we'll ever fight.
It's quite unusual for an 18-year-old guy to be writing a diary. Do you remember when you started that? Did you write a diary before you went?
I started the diary Monday morning when I got back. As I was leaving my home, my father asked me to keep a diary. He never kept one when he did his active service, and he regretted it. He said, keep a diary just so you've got something to look back on and remember by.
It's a very detailed, graphic description of what happened to you. What made you want to publish it?
There was a couple of reasons, really. I spent a lot of my time being messed up by the war. I was diagnosed with subclinical PTSD, and then later it was referred to as anxiety with depressive features caused by active service. I felt that by writing this, it'd be quite cathartic, be able to get some stuff out and deal with some of the issues, along with the other treatment I had through combat stress. Also, the last thing really is I was at Remembrance Parade in Havant in Hampshire last year, and there was only about half a dozen Second World War veterans there.
Hmm.
And then there was some sort of Korean and National Service guys, and the next bunch of lads were the Falkland veterans. And I'm sitting there thinking, we've got to share this. People need to understand what war is like and what it actually can do to people.
Hmm.
And we were part of a very big piece of history.
You ended up suffering from PTSD as a result of going to war. Do you remember a specific moment when that came out?
It probably first reared its ugly head around about September after I got back. And I got myself into trouble with the police after everything the townsfolk had done for me. Very small town in Cumbria. And I had no recollection of what I did that night. And my father sat me down and said, look, you've got to mention this, that you've just come back from war and you've no idea what you're doing. And I just let that carry on and on for about 20 years. I'd got married.
So for 20 years, you let it carry on. Wow.
I let it carry on because I wasn't prepared to recognise that there was anything really wrong. And eventually I did seek help, and it really blew its head up, actually, from my wife gave birth to our twins. And unfortunately, I went down the business end to check on my son, who was struggling. And what I saw on the deck of that maternity ward just took me back to an incident on the Fearless. And what was supposed to have been one of the happiest moments of my life turned into something that triggered off the PTSD even worse. And that's when I eventually got help, about 2 years after that.
Well, I understand that 10% of sales are going to
Combat stress.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Combat stress helped me, started me on the road to recovery. They did some good stuff for me.
Hmm.
And I think moving forward, there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to be suffering with PTSD and other issues from war. So 10% of that will go towards combat stress.
Forces Radio.
BFBS.
BFBS.
conversations. You and me, some money, babe. I don't need a paycheck.
Need a paycheck.
One taste and I'm hooked on it. Don't lie, I know you want it. I'm addicted to your life.
Dua Lipa and Miguel there with Lost in Your Light. This is Forces Life. Now, a rifleman's gathering is taking place on the 22nd of July at the Alliance Park in London. It's to celebrate the 10th anniversary this year on Salamanca Day and will be the first annual rifleman's gathering in London. It's open to serving and ex-serving riflemen and their families. It's a fun-filled day to mark the occasion with everything from football to live music from the mass bands and bugles of the Rifles. To claim your free e-ticket, go online to therifles.co.uk/events.
Darling, you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on. Indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me jealous, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Attention, everyone.
Your Forces Radio.
Radio.
This is BFBS.
The British Army's full of very specialist trades. Communications, intelligence, signals, and loads more. But now, you can learn a specialist skill that allows you to freeze a moment in time. RLC photographers can find themselves working in incredible, challenging and isolated parts of the world, working for VIPs and even royalty. But it all comes down to capturing that important moment. The Army RLC photographers are now recruiting and looking for keen amateurs ready to be moulded into a frontline operational photographer. If you'd like to apply, do it today. Email rlcphotographers@gmail.com. RLC Photographers. This could be your moment.
World. Normally based in the UK, Mr. Roger West visited Bathurst recently as part of a North America visit.
We flew into Washington, spent a couple of days in Washington at the Pentagon, British Embassy, and also visiting Team Leidos, who are a major contractor to us in the UK. And then we flew up to Bathurst to really give me the opportunity to get a better sense of what it's all about here. Seeing the Army work at pace and at scale, something I've never ever seen before. It's been a fantastic experience.
What do your organisation actually do?
The critical components of my organisation are about buying commodity products, so we need to make sure we've got those in stock, running the warehousing so we've got things held in the right environments and ready to move, and that includes things like medical products as well at different temperatures, and then managing all the transportation activity, whether it's within the UK to get it to an airhead or to Marchwood, and then managing the movements of that overseas to wherever it gets delivered to in Canada.
Is Bathurst what you expected?
I don't know that I had any sort of specific expectations, really. I've never been on the prairie. I have been to Canada once before. You do get a sense of looking at it thinking, oh, it's all quite nice and flat and rolling, and then you get out in a vehicle and you realise just how bumpy it is and that it isn't very easy to manoeuvre around. And then I've just been out in a Gazelle this morning for a sort of final quick whiz round and see from the air what the site is all about. And again, you know, you see beautiful countryside and just the sheer scale and space that's available for the Army to train in. It's phenomenal.
So you're here on a learning experience. Have you identified any future improvements going forward?
Well, actually, I've got a little booklet full of notes which I've been making and talking to people. So people have been very helpful in raising concerns with some of the things they have trouble with, whether it's delays in getting stocks delivered, inability to get stocks, And I think those are the things I'm going to take back in terms of things that I hope I can play my part in making it, even if it's just a small bit better than it is at the moment, then that'll be good for the guys and girls over here.
And finally, do you have a message for Battus?
Yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world. All the people I've met seem absolutely delighted to be out here. I can see why it's such an appealing location. Thanks for all your help and support. Thanks for your tolerance in answering my daft questions. It has been extremely helpful to me, and I will certainly be recommending to my colleagues that if they ever get the chance to come here, then they should and must make that effort.
I'm Frank McCarthy for BFBS at Battus in Alberta, Canada.
Three American soldiers have been killed and another's been injured after an Afghan soldier opened fire on them in eastern Afghanistan. The Afghan commando was killed. More from Sue Mansfield.
This latest so-called insider attack happened during a joint operation in Achin in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province. A fourth soldier was wounded in the attack. The Pentagon says he was evacuated for medical treatment and that the incident is under investigation. In April, the US military dropped its largest non-nuclear bomb ever used in combat on a complex of caves in Achin used by IS fighters.
The band of the Brigade of Gurkhas and the British Army helped celebrate German Armed Forces Day. The Queen's Royal Hussars demonstrated their new body armour and a Challenger 2 tank. And the 1st Battalion, the Princess of Wales Royal Regiment, showed off some of their sniper suits and rifles yesterday. Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Vassal is head of information.
Very important from my side because we do our missions in a teamwork. Without the partners, we cannot fulfill our missions.
The Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers have a new museum to show off their history. After 2 years of planning, the Remy Museum has opened in Lynham in Wiltshire. Ali Gibson has been taking a look around.
A simulator that allows you to play mechanic and rescue a Jackal vehicle from a river is just one of the highlights at the new Remy Museum, celebrating a history that goes back almost 75 years. The Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers first cut their teeth in North Africa, formed to look after the mass of equipment being deployed in the Second World War. Field Marshal Montgomery said they would keep the punch in the Army's fist. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Mike Tizard is the Corps Secretary.
We tell a story here about the formation of the Corps in 1942 and taking it right the way through to present day, where actually we've got technicians working on the Bloodhound project for the 1,000-mile-an-hour car.
From the tools the Remy use, uniforms to try on, to the huge vehicles that can rescue tanks, those behind the design of the new museum say they wanted to balance innovation with tradition. Curator Jennifer Allison also reached out to the forces for their advice.
We had the serving guys and girls coming in, giving us their input, helping us to choose images and even submitting images. We've also tried to use a lot of quotes, so allowing the Corps to say information about their experiences in their own words.
Staff are keen for Remy soldiers and veterans to get in touch and share their stories. Ali Gibson for BFBS in Lynham.
And the Duke of Edinburgh's 96th birthday was marked with a gun salute in London's Green Park yesterday. The King's Troop Royal Horse Artillery Company fired the volleys. Force at 24, I'm Tasneem Siddiqui.
This is BFBS.
This is Forces Life.
One night in heaven, one night in heaven. One night in heaven, one night in heaven.
Sometimes I get to thinking while you were far away, just how much I miss you and how time it ticks away. So sad that we are fighting, too much tension, too much pain. Sometimes we need reminding before it gets too late. Just one moment in my day, yeah. Take me up to a place.
One night in heaven.
People and One Night in Heaven. Now, for our next stop on Forces Life, we are going to Dundee. Drama is helping veterans with physical injuries and mental health problems adapt to life after the Forces. Stand Easy Productions uses theatre to help their recovery by developing their communication skills and self-confidence. David McCann from the Forces Welfare Team has been to see their opening night show.
One of my drivers was caught for speeding. Yeah. How do you think this is going to look on my and my dad's company?
Drama is helping veterans transition into civilian life. They're performing on the opening night of Endex, the latest play by Stand Easy Productions, which sees ex-forces personnel on stage with professional actors and drama students. The veterans who've suffered from some form of physical injury or mental health issue after leaving the service are encouraged to open up about their experiences on stage by improvising their own scenes. Former soldier Jim Kettle says the acting is also helping him to develop his communication skills and self-esteem.
It's given me a little bit more confidence because we've been at university presentations and such like. I've got a real issue with standing up and speaking for, you know, in front of people. And hopefully this will help me and boost me along.
Nah. Okay. To a nuh-nuh sound.
Like any theatre production, rehearsals are key to getting it right on the night. It's during these workshops that Stand Easy draws on the skills the veterans developed during their time in the armed forces. Founder Alan Cameron says some of the skills the veterans learned in the military can come in useful on stage.
A lot of the veterans say, well, a lot of army is performance as well, whether you know, sort of on parade and drill and so on. So there are actually a lot of commonalities. We work in a very civilian environment, and one of the things that we find that veterans appreciate is just working with civilians, having their voice listened to by other people.
I think you'll find that satisfaction.
Humour is another important part of the process, as the veterans are encouraged to open up about the difficulties they've faced. Army veteran Gary Gillen says it's made a big difference to him.
It took about 4 hours being here and I realised the merits of what the guys were doing here. They're encouraging to get into that emotional state that everyone feels on a daily basis and then learning to deal with it properly and instead of causing problems to yourself.
I'm coming back in the good old summertime with the bagpipes are paying and old lang syne. Hiya, honey!
The project works with organisations like Combat Stress and Veterans First Point, as well as Dundee City Council. And for those who've caught the acting bug, Stand Easy is encouraging them to pursue their new passion at their weekly drama sessions. David McCann for BFBS in Dundee.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Sing.
Bonita.
Sing.
Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. Hey. So be wise. Attraction, attention. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can add it all. The way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it. So you can keep on shaking it.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Perfect. I know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, but just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained. Have come to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't.
Sexy AM and fantasy, a refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Boop, boop, zoop, boop, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfect. This is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting. Officially,
Forces Radio.
This
is BFBS.
A picture can tell a thousand words. It can also tell a story. Your story. The 2017 Army Photographic Competition is now open for entries, and this year anyone can enter, serving or civvy. We're looking for this year's winning pictures from you in categories from sport to soldiering, whether you're a professional photographer or a keen amateur. For more information, go to army.mod.uk/photocomp. The 2017 Army Photographic Competition. Tell your story.
Being a father, it's a craze that seems to be catching on, and everyone's talking about it.
People are singing about it.
Papa loves Mambo.
Papa, don't preach. I'll be your father.
Papa was a rollerstone.
What about Daddy Cool?
And even iconic arch-villains want in on it.
I am your father.
Oh, yes.
So the Big Show team are joining forces with fathers everywhere to celebrate Father's Day with a live BFBS TV link-up featuring us.
Some celebrities sending messages and, most importantly, messages from you to Forces Fathers everywhere.
Get involved and send your message, text, audio or video via email to big@bfbs.com or via the BFBS smartphone app. By sending a message, you could win a top prize.
Then join me, Hal Stewart, and professional father figure Jay James for the Big Father's Day Show, Sunday, June the 18th from 10 till 1. UK time on BFBS Extra TV
and on Forces Radio BFBS.
More Forces music.
More Forces music.
Now.
Now.
Forces Radio
BFBS.
Stumbling.
desire. Break down the walls to connect, inspire. Up in our high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumbling and fumbling and we about to riot. They woke up the lions.
Turn it up.
This is Forces Live, and since the devastating earthquake in Nepal in 2015, a former regular Gurkha soldier still in the reserves, Captain Umesh Poon of Colchester, has worked hard to make a difference. As Liz Mullen's been finding out, he's focused on building new schools.
Namaste everyone. Yes, I've been in Nepal after the earthquake 7 times because the one of the most important is education, and the unfortunately about 9,000 big or small school, all the damage in Nepal. So what I'm trying to do is lucky enough to work with the team Rubicon because they sponsors one of these schools. So we built that schools in Lapu Besi. We built 12 classrooms, all funded by team Rubicon.
And as a restaurateur, he feels he can use his good fortune to help his fellow countrymen.
I personally sponsor another 3 schools, 3 different villages, which are all the remote. So 2 of them complete, 2 still under construction. So I'm still commit another 1 school, but I'm doing this some charity in my business or workplace. So that's what I'm trying to do now.
With all that the Nepalese have gone through, it's probably just as well they're made of stern stuff.
Fortunately, Nepalese people are very resilient because we've been grown off very remote, very poor conditions. Whatever happened to Nepalese people, they still get up, smile, work and spending their life.
But to have a solid future, the country has to educate the next generation.
Everyone should have very basic education in the village. And we also are sponsoring some children, those who are disadvantaged, don't have money to pay fee. So 3 of children we are sponsoring at the moment. So purely, I would like to work in community, not the individuals, because we can't solve that problem for the individual. Therefore, we are going for the community.
So English is presumably an important lesson in the schools of Nepal.
Yeah, as we all know now, English is the international language. So in Nepal, up in the village, they really opt for the English language. So what I've seen, rather than they speaking their own tribe language, the parents actually very interested and very willing to hear from their children actually on English language.
Which all bodes well for the next generation of Gurkha recruits.
Absolutely, because to join in the Gurkhas now, education standard is very high. Though we try to give us some basic English package as well, but in order to do that, we do need to have some building where they can go and study safely. At the moment, quite a lot of schools damaged, and still they're studying in the open field. So we need to build as quickly as possible, even if possible, it's temporary school. So that's where we're focusing.
To find out how to help, check out Team Rubicon. Captain Umesh Poon, thank you very much indeed. Liz Mullen here, Forces Radio, BFBS in Colchester.
Right here, right now is all we need. Relax your mind and set it free. Be all you got, be all I see. The way you move, the way you feel. Look at me, I'm falling, falling. Feeling like I'm love blind, taking over my. Give me, I'm falling, falling. Feeling like I'm love blind, taking over my mind. Look at me, I'm falling, falling. Feeling like I'm love blind, taking over my mind. Look at me, I'm falling, falling. Feeling like I'm love blind, taking over my mind.
think I'm love blind, taking over my mind. Look at me, I'm falling, falling. Feeling like I'm love blind, taking over my mind. Look at me.
Alesso and Falling. Well, that's it for this week's Forces Life. I hope you've enjoyed our trip around the Forces world. I'll be back again next week, but in the meantime, I'll leave you with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Can't Stop.
Be your best friend. digital radio, FM and satellite TV in the UK.
Online and on air. Around the world.
This is Forces Radio.
BFBS.
Theresa May is set to reshuffle her cabinet after seeing her Commons majority wiped out in last week's election. The Prime Minister has already confirmed five of her most senior ministers will stay in their positions, including Chancellor Philip Hammond and Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon. Meanwhile, senior Conservatives appear to be rallying behind Theresa May, and talks over a deal with the Democratic Unionists continue. Matt Steele has the latest.
As Theresa May went to church, ex-Chancellor George Osborne was calling her a dead woman walking. But for now, she has the backing of people like Amber Rudd.
I think she's an excellent leader and I hope she'll stay on.
And Boris Johnson says it's tripe that he's launching a leadership challenge. But many may privately agree with MP Anna Soubry.
Her position is, in the long term, untenable. She will have to go, unfortunately. But not for some time. We need stability.
And Labour.